Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
Wendy told you in the past couple entertainment buzzes, and it's even sad that this is an entertainment news story.
I know. Ugh, it's just disgusting.
About this Rielle, what's her last name? John?
Hunter.
Hunter. Rielle Hunter woman.
The other woman.
She's the other woman in John Edwards' marriage. John Edwards is the politician who...
He ran for president. And, of course, his wife, Elizabeth Edwards, battling cancer.
Right.
And, you know, they've been in the news because Rielle Hunter had a child. And John Edwards denied that was his child. And then finally came forward and said, yes, it is my child. And then GQ magazine did an interview with Rielle Hunter. And it came out yesterday. And, God, what a witch.
One of the things, and what we want to focus on here, and our telephone number is 404-741-Q100, but one of the things that Rielle Hunter said in the interview is that in order to hide their relationship and in order to hide their affair, she, Rielle, purchased for John Edwards a cell phone that is identical to the one he normally carries. So there's two identical cell phones. She would be the only one to contact him on one number. And then the other, you know, is all his other running for president business, his wife, everybody else would contact him on that. That's what they use to hide their affair.
Ugh.
If I remember correctly, Tiger Woods did something similar.
Did he?
I think. Yeah, I think. Didn't he have the names stored under different names in his phone?
I think so.
Yes. And it's,
But then Elon, didn't she go through all the numbers and just basically call all the numbers that he had been texting?
Yeah, our telephone number is 404-741-Q100. If you have experience in this area as a public service to other couples, what should people be looking for in order to bust their partner having an affair?
Yeah, like for the people like Elizabeth Edwards, what should she have been looking for in order to see what was going on?
I think one of the first calls that we'll probably get, because I think I remember us getting it before, but if you look at, if you use your partner's phone for some reason and there's zero messages in there, like all the old calls,
everything's done.
If there's a weird habit of deleting, like I can't remember the last time that I deleted something from my phone, like, a phone number. You know, like I'll delete text messages and stuff as I read
them. Yeah, I do just text messages just because my text messages are almost like a to-do list.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and once I've responded or whatever, I just go ahead and delete it. So,
but to go in there and delete like a called number or something,
yeah,
like
I
would
do
never
that.
Do that.
No, my call history and stuff, no.
Voice disguiser for Linda. Hey, Linda, how are you?
Fine.
What's going on?
I would make a separate email account. Like a separate address, like on Yahoo or Hotmail. Something that my husband wouldn't know.
I remember that, you know, and that's, I mean, that's easy. It seems obvious, one of the first steps. But Bert,
how do you bust the other email address, though? You know what I mean? Like, how would you look for it?
The history on computers, though.
Maybe.
Can you go through that? Or there's, like, spyware programs you can put on computers now. Passwords.
I remember, I think it was Bert who either read something or knows somebody who did this. But, you know, the blogging platforms like WordPress and Blogger and all that?
Yeah.
The couple who is having the affair created a blog that they never published.
Yeah, and it was drafts, and they would do drafts. Or they could each into the account and see the drafts.
So if I'm if I'm having a relationship with Melissa and we don't want anyone to know about it,
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Which wouldn't happen, because if I'm having a relationship with Melissa, I'm taking ads out. But then what would happen is Melissa and I would each would create a blog, and we instead of emailing each other, we would just go in and update the blog back and forth.
And then delete the last draft.
And who's going to look for that?
Right.
Hey, Megan, also in the voice disguiser.
Yeah, a major thing they need to watch out for is the best friend that they've never heard of. For instance, I'm going to Ann's house on Friday, and I'm staying the night, and then you end up staying with Ann on Saturday. And then the next Thursday you stay with Ann, and the next Friday you stay with Ann, and they've never met Ann, and Ann is actually the other man that you're cheating on them with.
So you create a whole new friend to cover for the boyfriend.
Have you done that?
Yes.
I assume her name was Ann.
Yeah, his name was Ann.
And how did you end up getting busted?
I ended up busting myself. The relationship with quote-unquote Ann developed into something much more than the relationship I was in, so I just came clean and got out, but he had no idea what was going on, none whatsoever.
Wow.
I find it interesting that all the calls we're getting are from women. Hey, Liza. Right.
Guys aren't going to call themselves out, and you all have this weird guy code crap. Mm-hmm.
And plus, guys don't think of anything.
Like, they can't hide. They're not very good at it.
Hey, I'm going to call you Mel instead of Melissa. Hey, Liza, what's going on?
Hi. Hey. So my husband, when we first got married, we still had a thing with his ex-girlfriend and had her under a fake name in his phone and was texting her. And I saw it because it was a guy's name, and he was, like, texting this guy, I love you, so. But it ended up being his ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently I found out he had checked his email on my computer when we were on vacation and left it up. And then when I went to go use my computer, I found all these emails from the last year of our marriage that, you know, they've been having this thing. He just forgetfully left his email up on my laptop.
You seem oddly in a good mood for someone who busted their husband cheating fairly recently.
I'm an extremely peppy person.
Ooh, crazy.
That was a crazy laugh.
Yeah. You say peppy, I hear crazy.
Right.
Are you guys still together?
We are getting divorced.
Okay.
Are you guys still living together?
Yes, I'm about to move out.
Okay. So is there any chance he can recover from this, or is he done?
We're just holding on to the friendship we have. I don't think I can. A year is a long time to be cheating on somebody.
Oh my God,
yes.
I couldn't put up with that.
You're a better person than I am.
Oh yeah, I would have been gone a long time ago.
Yeah, if I'm in a relationship with somebody and they're cheating on me for a year, there are no friendship left to hold on to.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
But she's puppy, Jeff.
We have a son, so.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right. Thanks for the call, Liza.
She's quite on camera. Have a nice day.
Yep.
Me too. Wow.
She's definitely going to kill him in a sleep. Hey, Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's going on?
Good morning.
Well, my ex wasn't that clever, but it fooled me for quite a while. He just used people that he actually worked with, and it would come up, Jeff so-and-so, and he'd say, oh, it's a work call. I got to go take it.
Mm-hmm. And I bet that's common.
Were they legitimate work people?
Yeah, it was a legitimate work person, but it wasn't that person. He would have... Jeff would be actually the work person, but Jeff T was his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing that would that I would be worried about with that is, like, let's say that I did that, and I'm like, oh, it's Wendy calling. I got to go take the call, right? Mm-hmm. And then so I go out and I have the conversation. I come back, and I was like, oh yeah, she's can't do traffic tomorrow, and just wanted to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
So then next time.
She comes on and does traffic the next morning, Jessica's like,
Or what if they run into each other?
Right.
Like, oh yeah, the other night when you called Jeff to ask him about the whatever, and Wendy's like,
what?
The other night I was in Texas visiting my family. What are you talking about? Like, guys are dumb. Hey, Shania.
Hi, how are you?
What's going
on?
How
are you guys?
Good.
I just want to let you know, I dated my ex for 15 months, and of those months, he cheated on me for 7 of those.
Okay.
And he used a cell phone, and he took it everywhere with him. He never let it out of his sight. He was always texting on it, and he wouldn't tell me who he was texting. And And I'm a very trusting person, so I just kind of believed him that I was his guy friend, and it ended up being this girl that we worked with. So I would say if he's not letting you go through his phone, I mean, not go through his phone, but if he's not letting his phone out of his sight, mm-hmm. probably a red flag.
Yeah, if they don't put their phone down, even on the dresser, then that's a big clue.
I did have a weird experience when I was around someone fairly recently, around acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
We were all sitting at a table, and the wife asked the husband to use his phone, and he said she couldn't use it because he was waiting for an important call.
Ooh.
And she ended up having to use my phone to call. Like, she had left, she went to call and check her voicemail.
And she didn't have her phone with
her?
She had
left her phone at home, or battery died or something, and people were coming to meet them or something.
Because even if you're checking something, the phone will come through and you say, oh, well, here
I am. Right. You ever heard of call waiting?
Right.
Oh.
And so when he didn't give her the phone, I was like, that's, there's something weird.
Red flag.
That. Something shady.
Definitely.
Hey, Taylor, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hi.
What's going on?
I have a friend that is having an affair right now. They work together, and the way that they hide it from everybody is the guy that she's having an affair with has a P.O. box.
Okay.
So all of his credit card bills that they use together and his other cell phone bills go to the P.O. box. So the wife never gets any of the mail to show that he's got a second cell phone.
Now, how do you know about this?
Because I'm the really good friend.
To the guy?
No. The girl.
So she.
She's the friend of the girl that the guy has the relationship with.
Yes.
You're the other woman?
No, she's friends with the other woman.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's very sneaky, and it's surprising how they can come up with ways to cover their tracks.
Well, I mean, the P.O. Box thing, if she doesn't know about it, and if there's no bills coming to the house, and she is, you're not aware of the P.O. Box, or doesn't have access to it,
The good thing that women, you have going for you, at least with guys, is guys will slip up. Guys are, one, not super bright, and two, kind of lazy. So something will happen. Eventually. For the most part. John Edwards did it.
Yeah.
He screwed up.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I'd help a friend out in that situation.
Yeah, like you should. Yeah, you should feel better if you're the good friend of the mistress.
It's the Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.